This is KNBA News. I'm Ellen Locke, your InfoJocelyn Estes. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski is again asking the Army Corps of Engineers to advance a northern deepwater Alaska port to serve vessels in the Arctic. Murkowski has questioned the Assistant Secretary of the Army for Civil Works, Joellen Darcy, on why the Corps is not seeking funding for a proposed port expansion in Nome. The Corps in October suspended a study of a deepwater port for large oil and gas support ships in the Arctic Ocean after Royal Dutch Shell ended exploratory drilling off Alaska's northwest coast. Darcy says the agency is looking at expanding the scope of the study. The village of Igiagig has been awarded $392,000 from the United States Department of Energy to make improvements on a hydropower system that could replace the use of diesel fuel for the Lake Iliamna town. Hannah Colton has more.
The RivGen power system, developed by the Ocean Renewable Power Company, has been successfully tested in the Quijack River outside of the village of Igiagig for the past two summers. But there are logistical challenges, and the village plans to use this new grant money to continue tweaking the system to make it easier and cheaper to operate. One challenge is that the turbines must be taken out of the river each spring while the ice flows out. Igiagig Village Council President Alexana Salmon says that used to be a predictable two-week window, but now the warmer winters are disrupting that schedule.
So we wanted to study more on ice, to see how it interacts with the device, if it's possible to keep the device in, you know, if minimal ice is flowing down the river.
Another environmental factor the village is concerned with, says Salmon, is having the turbines in the water when the young salmon are going out.
So this would be focusing on outmigrating salmon smolt and ice formation and movement.
The third round of testing, along with the new smolt research, will begin this summer. Eventually, the village aims to supply 100% of its energy needs using two of the RivGen units. I'm Hannah Colton.
Sitka carvers will be working at the town's National Historical Park as part of the National Park Service's centennial. The Sea Alaska Heritage Institute has commissioned a traditional canoe and hopes the project allows visitors to look into the past while the carvers perpetuate the craft into the future. Brielle Schaefer has more.
Carving a canoe takes lots of trial and error. It's kind of like a metaphor for life. Just ask master carver Steve Brown. He says he learned how to do it through mistakes.
A person could think up other ways to do it, but we found over the years that generally speaking, the old-timers had it figured out, and they did it their way for a number of reasons, and you don't necessarily know what all of those reasons are until you do it that way. So we could think up other techniques to make that work, but they might actually not be as efficient in the long-term picture, the big picture, as the old traditional ways.
He's teaching his apprentices, Tommy Joseph, Jared and Nick Galanin, all of Sitka, and TJ Young of Heidelberg, how to add by taking away. This 5,000-pound, 28-foot red cedar log is being transformed into a boat, one wood chip at a time. But there's more to it than carving. The artists also use a technique called steaming, once the bottom of the boat is carved and the inside is hollowed out. Here's Jared Galanin.
We're going to fill the boat up with water, and we're going to have a huge fire, and we're going to put in rocks and get them red hot. And once they're red hot, you put them in the water inside the boat, and you'll keep it covered. And it's basically steaming, and it allows the wood to bend. And we're going to widen up the side of the boat.
That method will be able to stretch the wood more than a foot. Galanin says he wanted to learn how to make this type of canoe because it is so special to the region.
Tlingit people, Haida people are tied to the land, and this was our technique. This is our methods. We utilized what was around us, and this is our style of boat. And you can't go anywhere else in Alaska and build this kind of boat.
Sea Alaska Heritage Institute donated the red cedar log from Prince of Wales Island. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.
For KNBA, I'm Ellen Lockyer.